Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one. We cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Episode number 24 of the No Bad Days podcast. Hard to believe we're 24 weeks in, Gunnar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're 25. Because we missed a week.
Actually,
we're 26. We missed a week in the summer, too.
Did we?
Yeah. This one.
Who would have thought? Dude, the summer seems like 10 years ago. So.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how long ago does it seem like when we started this podcast? We were at home, like, doing nothing.
Yeah.
This is like our catch-up. This is why we started the podcast, so we could catch up with each other in the week. That's why that's the whole idea behind the podcast.
I remember last year, like when the hockey guys were just starting to get going, and we were all talking about like different outlets of social media that we could branch out on, and you suggested the podcast, and boy, am I glad you did.
Yeah,
because this is fun.
This is a lot of fun. Anyways, introduce yourself. I'm Taver, by the way.
I'm Johnny Pace,
and I'm Nonna Capicola. I've been waiting to do that.
Yeah, you've been holding that one in. I could see it in your face.
He's been waiting for that one.
This guy's just been loving the Italian words this last week and a half.
Yeah, Fazoli.
Fazoli, I'm not a capicola.
Fazoli's is a chain restaurant in the Midwest.
It's Italian.
It's $4 for a pizza and a plate of pasta.
When I think of the most Italian word, I just think of Fazoli, cannoli.
No, Fazoli's cannolis.
Cannolis and Fazoli's. I wonder if they have cannolis at Fazoli's.
Maybe.
We should maybe go to a Fazoli's and do like a food review.
A foodie review.
Yeah.
Foodie.
That's what they should be called. Foodie reviewies.
I bet you get a lot more views than they do.
What's better though? Your grandma's ravioli or what is that chain? The one that comes in a can.
Oh, Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee. Who's a better cook, honestly? You're Nona or Chef Boyardee?
It's a close call. Really is. And, as they say, anything that comes out of a can must be unreal, but I'm going to have to give it to my Nona.
I've never eaten your Nona's food, and I'd have to give it to her as well.
Solely because of the fact that you've had Chef Boyardee before.
Well, any pasta that comes out of a can, I feel like, you know, you can't,
means that you're going to be sitting on the can shortly after.
Yeah. That's what the can's for, actually.
That's the slogan. It's can to the can.
Yeah. Can to can.
Can to can to can.
Can to mouth to can again.
Well, it's been 2 weeks since we've done one of these. Last week, we kind of took the week off Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah.
And we're in Chicago.
Yeah, we apologize for taking the week off, folks, but you know what? The hockey schedule and the school schedule is starting to build up.
Yeah.
It's the end of the semester. And
we didn't get home till 5:30 in the morning Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, we got home at 5 a.m. So
I don't know how many people that are listening have traveled overnight on a coach bus, but it's not the comfiest sleep.
No,
actually, yeah. You get no sleep.
I had to kick you out of my seat at about 2.
No, it was earlier.
1.
We'll call it 1.
Okay. Call spade a spade.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, we're sorry about last week, but hey, we're back on track this week with episode number 24 here. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about because we haven't talked about our parents being in town yet.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Sure was. Almost everyone's parents are in town.
Well, yeah, I'd say
from the
hockey guys, everyone except for Batesy and Moss.
Batesy's parents, yeah. But everyone else's parents got to finally meet each other.
Yeah, I think that we were like looking forward to that. Like that's pretty important to us. That because like we're all so close, and that our parents finally got to meet each other and the boys. And like,
yeah,
they even said when they got here, like everyone felt like they already knew each other just through videos and stuff like that. But I think that finally seeing each other in person, each other's personalities and all that.
Like, no, it was awesome. Yeah, it was just nice to spend time. Like, it was just a couple days, obviously, but
yeah,
it's nice to spend time with them and
get some breakfast,
get some groceries.
Yeah, every time someone comes to visit, there's not a whole lot to do in Superior, especially because like we're busy with school and hockey. So it's mostly like the time you spend is just like revolving around food.
Yeah, literally, you plan where to eat in the morning,
and then after the game.
But after the game was fun. Like everyone came back here, and we all kind of hung out. And Johnny's 17 cousins came over.
They had a great time. They loved you guys. Actually,
that's funny. Yeah, they were cool people too. So it was awesome to have them here. And
this was a full house that weekend.
It was a full house.
I mean, where did we do a full deep clean for that?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time cleaning the house. That was important, I think.
Yeah. You know, not to toot my own horn here, but I also cleaned my side of the duplex and got a little compliment from it on my mom.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that's big. So my room was clean, which it's, I'm sure she knows this, but it's usually not.
I don't think ours was quite clean enough because my mom was spent a full 2 hours cleaning our house, I guess, doing random stuff around the house where we're at practice. So,
yeah, my parents had never been here before, so they were happy with the living situation.
Did they see the hut?
They saw the hut.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay. Yeah. So, this is literally like Beverly Hills.
Yeah, we're on the penthouse floor.
They honestly thought we were walking into like the Taj Mahal because like that compared to the old house was this is like. Staying at the Four Seasons.
Yeah, literally. You went from a Motel 8 to that.
Yeah, the Best Western.
The worst Western.
Yeah. Really, it was super fun to have our parents here. Now that they all know each other, I think a lot of them are planning to come back at some point, at least, I think.
And they started a mom group chat. The hockey moms have a group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Interesting.
I wonder what's said in there.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely try and figure out what's being said in there. Imagine they just like text each other, hey, good morning.
They send each other's like pictures of their breakfast.
Yeah. It's like our group chat. New video out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, like I said, it was fun. But so then we embarked on our trip to the Windy City or the outskirts of the Windy City. We didn't really make it into the Windy City.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
We were like on the mild, we were in the mild Windy City because we were on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, we were in
Woodstock, Illinois
and Crystal Lake.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of fun though. It was fun.
Yeah. Oh, any road trip with the boys is fun. Yeah. I think being on the bus is the best part.
And we got to see our former guest on the pod, Scotty Herbster.
Scotty.
Got to skate with that.
Scotty too hottie.
Scotty came out for a skate. He's doing well for everyone that's wondering.
Scooter Braun.
So yeah, no, we had a fun trip in Chicago and then we got back, slept all day Wednesday and had Thanksgiving Thursday with the boys.
Yeah.
Got a nice catered meal in, which was fun.
Man, that Wednesday, like we said earlier, like we
got back. Felt like Sunday.
Yeah. We had it felt like 3 Sundays in a row.
What?
Oh my God. Sorry. I just burped and yawned at the same time while talking, but.
Burps aren't.
Yeah. It was a bond. But Tuesday after the game, 6-hour bus ride back. We got back at 5:30 in the morning after unpacking our stuff at the rink. And like, I don't know, you're tired. But you're overly tired, so it takes a little while to go to sleep. So I'm assuming everyone fell asleep around like 6.
I fell asleep right as I hit my pillow when we got back.
I went on my phone for a bit.
Yeah,
I was like 5:30, 5:45 for me.
And then yeah, that next day we all slept in way past noon because then we never do that. And
well, some of us do.
Really? Sometimes. Then, yeah, so I felt like a Sunday, but it's a Wednesday, and then you're still heavily tired on Thursday, so that's a Sunday. And then right back at it on Friday, right, boys?
We had a double Sunday,
Double Sunday. Thanksgiving was good. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our American listeners out there.
Yeah.
Always a time to hopefully wind down, spend some time with your family, take a nice break from whatever you got going on.
I like how they do Thanksgiving in the States.
I was just about to say the Thursday is kind of a nice because Canadian Thanksgiving is a Monday, right?
Yeah.
So you only get Saturday, Sunday, and then you get the Monday off.
Yeah.
But American Thanksgiving, they do the dinner on the Thursday and then Friday's off, I think, for most people.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, Sunday, you get the whole week. So it's like a 4-day weekend, which is nice.
And you get to chill from your turkey coma.
Right.
You just get to relax.
But yeah, but they just write off Thursday pretty much because they know everyone's like going home.
Yeah, exactly.
You mean Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Well, the Thanksgiving day's on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
So Wednesday, you mean?
Well, for school purposes, a lot of classes were like, hey, like, we get it.
And then realistically.
Or like they moved it on Zoom or something.
Realistically, you ain't going to class on Friday.
No, there's no class on
there
Friday.
There was no class.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so I didn't miss anything.
Didn't fall behind, eh, John?
That's no, good. We're ahead of the game.
But then what? Honestly, going back to school on the Monday after a long weekend is a little tough.
Yeah. You're just a grouch in the house.
Because you're like, you're thinking it's like summer break, kind of. You're like, oh, yeah, no more school.
Well, it's also getting close to us going home for Christmas, which is in, what, like 3 weeks?
Yeah. So this is crunch time in the semester right now, too. Like, everyone's got a bunch of assignments and exams coming up. Yeah, I got a bunch of big
projects coming up due next week.
Yeah.
I got to start.
Just start in general?
Yeah.
I got my senior project presentation on Friday.
Yeah, my heart really goes out to you.
Yeah,
there's a 15-minute speech in front of the whole department.
Yeah, it's a 15-minute research project presentation. So this whole semester, I've been working on this independent research project for microbiology.
Foot fungus, right? Foot bacteria.
Fungi. Basically, I've been working on this presentation all semester, and on Friday, I have to stand up there with a mask on and try and present for 15 minutes in front of like all the teachers that I've ever had in the school and students and all that stuff. So,
maybe we should go, John.
I'll go. Hey, we should bring like a sign.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Paint our chest.
Here's the thing. Normally when there's presentations or projects and stuff in class, I'm not the guy that normally volunteers to go first.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I did volunteer. I'm the first one on Friday, and it's at 8 a.m. My logic behind it was that at 8 a.m., there's not going to be a lot of students that want to get out of bed and go to a presentation. So it's going to be like a quiet room.
Yeah.
And then the second part of that is like, you don't have to follow anyone up.
Yeah, that's
like the thing, right? So like I did my practice yesterday after like a couple people went and I was looking, I was like, oh my God, like what?
And you get it out of the way right away.
Exactly. So like,
I like how.
So yeah, normally I'm not like that, but this time I volunteered as tribute.
And no,
taking
that. That's such a good call, actually.
Especially because like once it's over, like there's no more work for that project. So it's like, once you get it done, it's done. And then you
have the rest of the day to do whatever you want or whatever other projects you got going on.
Yeah. No, it's nice because the whole science department takes that day off for the presentation. So there's science classes for that day. So it's kind of like an off day.
What day is that again?
Friday.
At 8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
I will not be up at 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to be.
I don't really want you guys there.
Yeah. So 8 a.m., you don't have your teammates.
No, I feel like this podcast has helped me practice for public speaking, though, so that's good.
Well, you're only speaking in front of me and Marty.
Yeah, I know, but
we do that every day.
Other people listen.
I think.
The only thing is like, there's no edits. You can't, like, edit out anything that you say that's wrong. Like, once you said it, it's out there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, hey, tighten it up.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did a practice presentation, and I was just tripping over my tongue left, right,
in front of the mirror.
Blame it on
in front of my class. Like I did a presentation in front of my class on Monday, and I was just like, my tongue felt like I got stung by a bee on it. So like I was like talking with, I don't know,
dude. It's weird.
You're like, talking like Mike Tyson.
Speaking in front of strangers is like weird, and especially like if you're being graded on it and the time limit, like that just adds all the pressure. Like you could probably like say you have to give a speech in front of our team, just to, like, whatever, talk about something. You can do that no problem.
Yeah. Right?
Well, but yeah. Like once it comes to that, like you're being graded and judged basically by
right.
profs and stuff like that. Like,
the only thing that's good about this presentation and not like a presentation on what someone else has done is that like no one knows the information better than I do because I'm the one that did everything.
Yeah.
So it's like I could literally probably just say whatever I want.
Yeah, you can make something up.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's like the good thing about that.
This guy had mushrooms growing out of his feet.
Yeah. So like
under his toenail.
It's kind of like based on the information that I say. I don't have to like revamp anything anyone else has ever done. So like that's a little bit easier. So yeah, I'm not excited for it, but it'll be good to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
What about you? Got any big projects on the way?
Yeah. Friday I have my final assignment in my econ class,
mm-hmm.
which I started before we recorded tonight.
Good.
And so after we're done recording, I'm going to go back and hit it off.
Yeah, yeah. You'll do it tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to do the rest of it tomorrow.
We got to watch TV tonight.
We got 2 hours of general horseplay lined up after this.
I do have to pencil that in, yeah. But there's that. And then I have a final speech in one of my comm classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that which is only 8 minutes, so yeah. Not and only in front of like 15 people, so it's not what you got,
right?
And then I have like a portfolio I gotta do in my personal finance class, which I haven't started, so
oh,
perfect.
Well, you got time.
Yeah,
yeah, well, that's
due next week, so I'll start it on the weekend.
Plenty of time.
What about you? You got anything big coming up?
I have a psych presentation tomorrow. But then a 15-page paper I have to write for my field experience I did this semester with my teacher. Yeah, with my advisor at the hospital. Which
I never saw you go to the hospital.
Yeah, I was going to say we hang out every day.
Oh, right. Actually, never mind. That was the one with the firefighters, right?
That's going to be in the spring. I'll do the firefighter stuff. But this semester I just did like going to the hospital and learning what public health, she works for Blue Cross.
Oh, okay.
So just like,
yeah.
So it's for your second major, right?
Yeah. For my community health.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what's hilarious is like when you find out like stuff that the boys are doing for school and all that, it's like, when do you have time? Because we're always together either at the rink or on the couch. And I'm like, when the hell is anyone doing stuff?
Just sneaking away.
But you can't. Yeah. You just kind of sneak it.
You kind of sneak
it. Little sneaky
sneakeroonies.
Yeah. A little sneakeroony.
Anyways, we'll move on to the NHL. We were talking last podcast about going to the dentist and maybe biting at the wrong time. And a couple days ago, we got a biting incident in the NHL.
Yeah.
So Brendan Lemieux.
I remember the last time there was one.
I think I heard today that it was 2009. Someone bit someone in the NHL. And remember
Marshawn?
No, he licked someone's face. But that was in 2010 in the finals of the playoffs. Remember like Burroughs was like sticking his finger.
Burroughs in the Bruins. In his mouth.
So it was like there was something there, and then there was another thing maybe the year before or after that. But yeah, Brandon Lemieux bit Brady Tkachuk and got 5 games for that.
Yeah. That's like really, like who the fuck bites someone?
Really, seriously.
Like that's
have you guys ever gotten anything like that happen to you? Like not necessarily biting, but like anything like that happened to you in hockey?
When I was younger, I got spat on by another player, and I lost my mind.
Same.
Yeah, like,
I'd rather someone bite me than spit on me, to be honest. Spitting, I think, is just like the worst thing you can do.
It's also just like, so disrespectful. Yeah.
So disrespectful. And like, yeah, I lost my mind. But
that's how I got my first hockey fight, actually. Someone spit on me.
Yeah, I think I was like 12 years old, and I just like went.
You went berserk?
Yeah.
You went Eminem album Berserk?
I just thought I was Conor McGregor
for
the next 20 seconds of my life.
Seriously. I got my hair pulled one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No. I was in a fight.
He circles back in the corner and do it again.
He's like, no.
I was in a fight and at the end of the fight, my helmet came off and I kind of got I jumped the guy like a little bit, like he wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
And then like we went down to the ground and my helmet was off and he just grabbed a nice handful of my hair and yanked it.
Yeah, he did.
And I was like, thank God I got a lot of hair. Cause
Thank God I'm not Murdy.
If I was Murdy, I might be one big razor in my head after that.
You know when you lose a stick and it goes the other bench? Like, can I get that back? Yeah. Marty's like, looking in the guy's glove. Do you mind?
Yeah.
I need to glue it back on. I need that. Goes to the trainer's room, gets the sew back on.
Yeah. But like that kind of stuff is just so cheap. I don't like yeah. that kind of
The thing. Only time I've done something cheap to a guy is we were in a line brawl when I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't wearing any like Under Armour.
Yeah.
And I ended up taking all of like his shoulder jersey and his shoulder pads off, and my hands were locked inside the head hole of his equipment.
Yeah.
So like I couldn't get it out, and he started teeing off on me, and we went to the ground and he wouldn't let me go. So I pinched his hamstring. I stuck my hand in his pants and I just pinched his hamstring. I was like, let go, dude. Like I'm on the ground, I'm just dying.
Pincher.
Yeah. It was like my last resort. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting pummeled right now.
I don't think I've ever done anything like cheap. Or like I've cup checked a couple guys. And
oh, yeah.
Like, no, I've thrown a spear. Like, obviously, it's not something you want to do, but like, hey, every once in a while, it's like,
why not?
Yeah.
Make sure you're wearing your cup, right?
Yeah. You know? Actually, I remember one time in minor hockey, our game was televised for some reason.
Yeah.
And I got hit from behind. And what I didn't realize is the guy that hit me got taken out by one of my teammates. So I turn around and I see this guy on the ground, and my toe had been kind of shaved off from like digging in the corner of the shit before. And I just speared him right in the armpit where there's no padding.
Yeah.
And all you see on TV later that night is me in slow motion, just pitchforking this guy. And I was like,
cheap.
Oh. I was like, yeah, that's not a good luck.
Cheapo. Freaking cheap, man.
Freaking cheapo.
You guys ever get suspended before in juniors and or in college?
Yeah. Not in college. Obviously, but in juniors.
Did you get suspended in juniors?
Yeah, a couple of hits from behind.
I don't think so.
I never got suspended.
I got a lot of tens, but
yeah.
Just like mash penalties.
Yeah. I think I've gotten a couple of hit from behinds like when I was younger.
Yeah.
So I got suspended when I was younger for having 115 penalty minutes in 20 games. It's like when I was like 12.
It's gotta be a league record.
Yeah, my mom was not happy. My parents were like, "Yeah, we're gonna do this," and like, "You're not playing hockey."
No, it just means you're trying.
It's like, Mom, I'm working hard.
None of them are stick penalties.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all hit from behind. No, I don't even know what happened that year.
Yeah,
something got into me.
He's a little screw loose, eh?
Yeah, well,
a little wire cross.
I was bigger than most kids that age. Could throw my body around a little bit, but yeah.
How about that merch drop?
It's true. We haven't touched on that either. I guess, eh?
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for
thank you for everyone that bought merch.
If you guys bought merch, thank you very much. I hope it arrives soon. Hopefully it arrives. Well, it's going to arrive for before Christmas, right? That was the whole point of it. Yeah. But we're excited to see everyone that bought merch, and we're excited to have people repping it. It's going to be pretty cool.
Definitely exceeded our expectations. Oh, yeah. A lot of us. So it was really good. We're excited. And time to start planning for drop two.
Yeah. I think it was just really cool to kind of have our own, like never in a million years would I thought I was be releasing clothes with like a brand that I'm associated with.
No, yeah. If you would have told me that 2 years ago, I would have been like, what?
Yeah.
When we're sitting on that couch down
there. Yeah.
Or they were
just watching TV, YouTube.
Yeah. Even 2 years ago, you told me I would have been doing a podcast and making TikToks. I'm going to be like, I don't even have the app downloaded.
Yeah,
it's true.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
I didn't have a TikTok until we started, or just before we started this whole thing.
Remember the first video, like one of the first videos we did where it was a song to the song Tricky by like Run DMC, and it was like left or right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you pick something.
Right.
Like I didn't even have the app on my phone when we were doing
that. Really?
And then Lawson's like, you should probably get the app. Yeah.
He's like, okay, we're at 200,000 followers, Johnny's time.
Yeah. It's time you get it going here. But yeah, no, thank you again to everyone that supported us by buying the merch. And yeah, we really appreciate it. We hope it arrives soon, and definitely tag the hockey guys once you get it if you're repping it
yeah,
in public. Definitely.
Show us what you got.
Show us how it looks, because
we don't know.
We think. I think everything turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I think our sweaters are. Sick.
I bought myself one of those blue hoodies.
Same here. I bought a blue one.
Yeah,
the blue and the pink are nasty.
Yeah,
already. And our toques are gross.
Did you get
one or no? No, I have a long sleeve shirt.
All right. Yeah. Anyways.
Did you guys hear about the?
No, go ahead.
I was trying to say something funny, but I'm blanking.
Oh God!
Hear about what?
What did we hear about?
We heard about the guy that was doing that thing.
Yeah, the one time. I heard. What did he do?
He was fine. It ended up working out for him.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, no,
I saw him that he was going to do it, but I didn't see the end result.
No, seriously. Yeah. Well, like, what's your guys' like? If you guys were to have one pet that's not a cat or a dog, what would you get?
If it didn't maul me, then like a lion. I think that'd be kind of sick.
Really? Like
a pet lion.
A pet lion.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with a pet lion?
Hang out with it.
Where?
Not in my student house, but.
Hey, your house back home?
Yeah.
You're going to have a lion there.
In a cage?
No.
Or are you going to let him roam?
No, he's going to be a cool lion.
And eat the dogs in the neighborhood?
Yeah. You're going to take him on walks and stuff?
I would have a lizard.
That's kind of messed up of you to take a lion out of Africa and its climate and put it in through like the Hamilton winters with like the bad air quality from the steel mill and stuff.
Well, he's going to be a winter lion.
He's going to be a
summer lion. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Oh, okay. So you're making up new breeds of lion.
Yeah, the winter lion. Or a Siberian tiger.
Okay.
Siberian?
No, serious. Now what?
Siberian?
Siberian tiger.
Yeah.
Those are white, right? Those are the white
ones. Yeah, like the snow ones.
Those are the Russian ones.
Good in Hamilton, yeah.
Yeah, that would work in Hamilton.
Yeah.
But like,
he'd be like, oh, this hair's clean.
Like, what are you going to feed it, though?
Can't feed it like raw chicken and stuff. Like, buy like steaks.
Do they have chickens in
Hamilton?
Yeah, no, they sell chickens there.
Oh, sweet.
You can get one like, almost
anywhere. Yeah. I feel like that was not the answer I was expecting. You want to try again?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, like if it didn't maul me, like it's got to be like trained.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna buy a trained tiger.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now we'll move on, Jordan.
Like this is all hypothetical.
No, this is just a question that came up at the top of my head.
I'm going with the lizard.
What are you gonna do with a lizard?
Yeah.
Look at it. Cage and feed it cool things.
That's messed up.
What are you gonna feed it? Crickets?
Yeah. Exactly that.
Oh,
not raw chicken.
Well, lions don't eat crickets, dude.
Well, if it can't be a cat or a dog, what the hell else am I gonna get, really?
Like
fish?
Like a fish, yeah.
A bass.
What about a piranha?
Yeah, would you ever have a piranha?
No.
Why?
What am I gonna do with it? Look at it.
This is my piranha.
You put the tank on wheels.
What about if there was one piece of sports memorabilia that you could have, what would it be? How about that? That's a good question.
Actually, thanks.
Just came up with it. It's never been asked before. I'm gonna say Sidney Crosby's stick from when he scored the golden goal.
I was gonna say his gloves
from when he scored. Well, someone had his glove at one point, and then they had to go get it back.
They're in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Or his jock cup.
Sidney Crosby's been wearing the same jock cup since he was like 15.
I honestly think that cup's going
to ask me why I know that.
When he's done.
And it might be.
Honestly,
yeah.
That should have its own exhibit.
Yeah.
And then just have like a timeline of when he wore it.
Do you guys think Ovi's going to break the goal record?
Yeah.
I think he might, but.
You said you didn't want him to.
I kind of don't want him to. I kind of want Gretz to just.
That's so have messed that. Up.
Yeah, why?
That records is so are messed broken. Up.
They are, but like, it's Gretzky, dude.
But it's Ovi, dude.
I know.
Alexander.
No, I know who he is.
I think he will.
I think he will too.
He's only like 115 away or something like that.
I think he will because he's an absolute machine.
Yeah.
Like he's just a Russian goal factory.
Yeah.
But I hope he doesn't just because it's Gratz.
Gratz.
Are you close? Yeah.
It's like my homeboy.
Like he used to own the junior team he played for. So like that's your boy.
You guys are tight. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we hang out in the summer.
Gratz?
I met his dad.
A lot of great players are back to Hamilton.
Yeah. His dad,
I heard Walter was actually a super great guy.
Oh, he was awesome. And
Mr. Gretzky.
Yeah, Mr. Gretzky. Get it right.
Yeah.
When I played junior in Brantford, he lived like 10 minutes from the rink and he would just hang out there all day.
That's cool.
And like just talk to people. That's all he did. He was like,
did you talk to him?
Yeah, actually, it was funny. One time he was standing outside our dressing room and I was going out for practice and I see him down the hallway. So I like run up to him in my skates and I was like,
on the cement.
I was like, Mr. Gretzky, can I give you a hug? And he's like, oh, yeah. So I gave him a hug and I'm like, you're awesome. And then I went on the ice.
Well, how old were you when this happened?
I was 18.
Can I give you a hug?
I was just in awe. I'm like, this, like, just this guy alone should be in the Hall of Fame.
And that guy, that was his last ever day coming to the rink because
he's like,
asked him for a hug. He's like,
no, I didn't. I gave Walter Gretzky a hug, and I'm proud of it.
That would be the first thing that I would ask for if I saw Mr. Gretzky.
What would be your sports memorabilia thing?
I don't know. Maybe a ring from someone.
Like a cup ring?
Who's the ring? A cup ring.
Who's the ring?
Patty Maroon's Tampa Bay Lightning ring.
Yeah, that'll go for a lot on eBay.
Do you guys?
Or a gold medal?
Okay, here's another question.
A gold medal from Cross.
If you were what's the one?
Your boy Cross.
Little Cross. What would be the one NHL record that you would have if you played in the NHL?
Me and Marty were actually talking about this earlier today. So Chris Russell, the defenseman on the Oilers, just broke the all-time record for most block shots.
Okay.
And I think I'd have that. I think that's such a cool record.
That is a cool record. Like, but I'm asking like what you would have, not like what you want to have.
Oh, well, I don't play in the NHL.
No, I'm saying I'd have like most like water bottles filled or something like that.
Oh, I'd have most stick caps for the boys.
Most consecutive games scratched in a row. I'm talking like if you were like
most conversations with coach.
Like if you're the player you are now, but you made it to the NHL. Like, what would you have? Like, that's what, like, when I'm talking about, like, funny records.
Oh, most chirps flung in the game.
Me? You'd be chirping if you were in the NHL?
Yeah.
You don't even chirp in that game.
I would.
And he's like, you suck. Guys, like, I'm making $7.5 million, bud. What are you making? You're like,
league minimum.
Plus bonuses.
Yeah. If I score two this year.
Yeah, if I get two more shifts this year, I get my time on ice bonus. Coach is like, sit down.
Okay, sir. The other cool record Patty Marleau broke not too long ago is most games played.
Are you just taking that record away from Mr. Gordie Howe?
I was a little sour about it.
I know.
Like, that's Mr. Hockey.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? You're in the lineup. You got to go.
No, I know.
Is he retired?
Yeah, he retired.
Then,
Patty?
Yeah. Well, he's not playing. I don't know if he officially retired, but. I'm sure.
No, yeah, we would have saw something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he's probably still trying to.
Dion Phaneuf retired.
Who's next to retire from the league? Getzlaf?
I'm going to say Shea Weber. Or did he already officially retire?
No, he didn't retire yet.
But he's done a broken ground.
Yeah.
He'll be the next
Perry.
One.
Who else is old?
Perry, Getzlaf,
Spets.
Spezza.
Oh, yeah.
Spezza's buzzing.
Yeah, Spezza's got all Thornton. Yeah, all those guys.
I think
they can't leave until they win it. Has Spezza won a cup?
No.
Yeah, those guys got to win a cup.
Want Joe to win a cup. I want to see the celebrations Joe's going to do.
Dude, if he wins a cup, we'll try and find a way to his cup party. Yeah, he's had like three or four
kids. Yeah.
He lives in Switzerland in the summer, so it's weird. His wife's from the Swiss, so he lives in Davos.
Davos.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just kind of sick. I've heard Switzerland. Have you ever been to Switzerland?
No, I've been.
Is it near Italy?
Yeah, I've been near it. I was in Lake Como, and like you could see Switzerland.
Yeah, that's on the
Italian, you see the Alps.
Like Italian or Swiss is like what? French, Italian, and Swiss.
German.
Oh, German on the other side.
Yeah.
When you get off the plane to Italy, do you have to say nona?
Is there any like cool traditions when you go off the plane in Italy? Like, do you get to eat a cannoli or something?
No, you just go get your bags and get in the cab.
Also, it's like every other airport.
Yeah.
The cabs are called
you wouldn't think.
Is there cured meat platters in the airport?
Yeah. There's a conveyor belt of bocconcini that you just have to pick one up and eat it.
Do they have any chain restaurants in Italy, or is that like frowned upon? Like, do they have Subways there?
Yeah,
they have McDonald's.
McDonald's is everywhere. Actually, I feel like McDonald's is like the one.
I gotta show you.
Yeah, you showed me the picture of the
McDonald's
right?
In Rome.
They have
cheesecake and like, all these like crazy pastries.
But other than McDonald's, do they have any like chain restaurants from like America? Like, I'm assuming they don't have Subway or
Chipotle.
Definitely not a Chipotle.
In-N-Out.
No. Burger King, KFC.
You can't go anywhere.
Taco John's.
Taco John's.
Papa Murphy's.
That thing will go to business in like 4 hours.
Papa Murphy's, Pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
Venice Pizza in America.
Yeah, how do you think a chain restaurant of like pizza, like how like pizza pizza, like a pizza pizza,
like if an Olive Garden opened up in Italy?
Yeah, well,
oh, man.
Oh, I think that place would be burned to the ground.
Yeah, they don't have many chain restaurants there, eh?
I'd like to eat.
Is there any like Italian chain restaurants there that like you'd see like multiple?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay, I was just wondering because I feel like that's the kind of place where everything was like independent.
Yeah, like everywhere we ate at least was like
home, like family owned kind of thing, right?
Pretty much.
That's interesting. That's actually something I was wondering. Like if there was,
I think we should do a boys trip to Europe.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that would be sick.
Let's do a cruise.
No, we're not doing a cruise.
We're gonna
fly there.
Cappy was looking at
cruises. We're gonna backpack.
Cruises are cheap right now.
Yeah,
we're gonna backpack through Europe. I think that would be sick. Yeah.
How big do you need a back? Like, how big is your backpack gonna be?
I'm gonna just put my hockey bag on my back.
when you backpack,
we're sleeping on the floor everywhere.
I think like when you're backpacking through Europe, is it mandatory to like have a backpack on you at all times so that way you can actually say like, hey, I'm backpacking.
Yeah,
through Europe.
You notice that all people that go on like European vacations or anywhere out of North America, they always just have like Canadian patches all over their luggage.
Yeah, it's because
why is that?
Canadians are like
known as like
loved more when they travel. I feel actually a funny story. When we were at we were at one of the restaurants in Italy, and obviously like they heard us. I have no idea.
Nonna Puppetinos.
Giuseppe's mama. Tomato soup and cheese.
Honestly, probably something along those lines. Yeah, but obviously they heard us speaking English, and they asked if we were American or not. We said no, we're Canadian, and it was like a little sigh of relief.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the waiter. It was pretty funny.
That's interesting.
Like, oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah. How is it up there?
Oh, it's good, eh?
Must be cold, eh?
Yeah.
But that's what I was wondering, like, because like every time I see people going through Europe that are Canadian, they always have like they're always decked out in stuff that says Canada.
Yeah.
It's like, hey,
well, like, also too, like if you lose your luggage, like you want to send back to Canada.
Just anywhere in Canada, right?
Like if you live in Edmonton, if it's in Nova Scotia, at least it's back in the homeland, right?
Yeah, that's actually smart.
Just hawk it back to PEI.
Because if I found a piece of like. Luggage that was like from like Indonesia, thank god like the flag would be on there, because then I just look up like post office Indonesia location and
send it there.
I kind of want to put any money that you don't know what the Indonesian flag looks like.
Yeah, it's like a rectangle. It's got a couple colors on it.
Oh yeah, no, you're narrowing it down pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
Is there like some shapes in there?
I bet there is.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know what it looks like.
So that's those three things. What does it look like?
Well, I just said I don't know.
Let's look it up. You guys, let's go into things that hit different while I'm looking this up.
Great.
What are you gonna say, Johnny?
Johnny, what are you gonna say?
Like, you know what
I'm gonna say mine before Tower says it. It's
no,
back
know what,
on the silver train.
You know what the flag of Indonesia is?
What?
Red, white.
It's a red and white flag with a red rectangle on the top and a white rectangle on the bottom. So I was basically correct.
Yeah, no shapes.
Couple colors. Rectangles are shapes. And it's in a rectangle.
So it's three rectangles. Would you consider that three rectangles?
Honestly, if I saw that flag, I would be sending it to like Poland.
That does look like a Poland kind of thing, yeah.
Isn't the Polish one have the triangle in it?
I don't know.
I think every country should have like their signature food on the flag, just so, like, you know.
What would be Canada's?
A donut.
A poussin or something. Yeah.
Donut.
Tim
Biebs.
Yeah, on Poland's.
Yeah, like Italy, there's like a plate of pasta with spaghetti.
The side of prosciutto.
A plate of pasta is spaghetti. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, or like a pizza.
What would England's be?
England's would be crumpets, tea, or like beef Wellington.
What would Scotland's be?
Scotland would be like haggis.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep going. I'll answer all of them.
Yeah. I'm trying to get you.
Germany?
So are those all the countries you know?
No.
Germany would be like a big glass of beer.
Yeah. And a bratwurst.
Yeah. Like a sausage.
Oh, bratwurst. Those are my favorites.
That was like French.
French
would be a croissant.
Yeah, French would be a croissant.
What would Sweden's be?
Sweden would be meatballs and Swedish potatoes.
Yeah. What would Norway's be?
Norway's would be something like Sweden's.
No, be a like, turkey meatball.
Norway's would just say Norway on it.
Yeah. Same with Denmark.
Denmark would say not Norway, Denmark. Just to avoid the confusion with people.
What about Iceland?
Iceland, it would be a picture of the guy from Mighty Ducks with the slick back hair that's from Iceland. Yeah.
Or Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Iceland. Okay, anyway, that's enough of that stupid talk. Everybody's flag is nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, mine's different was the soda with dinner tonight.
Yeah, we had a Coke Zero sugar.
You're dinner. Falling out.
Because, boy, did we used to crush sodas. I think we talked about it before on the podcast. But
yeah.
Because you're a soda boy.
Yeah. I'm a soda drinking boy. Boy, did I crush that soda.
Trying to make it.
I'm a carbonation boy.
Zero sugar.
Okay.
What's yours?
John?
My hit's different. It's a protein shake after dinner, actually.
Really?
It was kind of hit nice.
Really?
Never.
I normally just eat another.
I had one when I came over. What
did you have for dinner? Fish?
Yeah, we had cod and potatoes.
Ooh. Actually?
Yeah.
So you didn't eat fish?
Well, I don't really have a choice when I'm not making dinner. Hmm. I know. I've eaten fish 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
So you're not a pescatarian anymore?
No, a pescatarian means you only eat fish.
No. That's a Nescaparadan.
That's a Nescafe.
All right.
What's your hits different?
That's a Poissoncatarian.
What's your hits different?
What's fish in French? In poisson.
Oh.
Anyways.
In Italian, it's pesca.
What is it in Norwich?
Prego.
That means you're welcome.
I know. That's what I was saying. Oh, Thank you for telling me that. Grazie.
Yeah, there you go.
Prego. My hits different is my hits different is like
is it gonna be now? Shaving off your mustache?
Yeah, it's gonna hit different to shave off my mustache.
It's actually sick though.
Honestly, it's not bad. The best one I've ever grown. This is the first time I've made it through all 30 days of November too.
Yeah, I did not make. I shaved mine on Sunday.
So I just like waiting for like the middle. It looks like I have two different eyebrows. Like it looks like my eyebrows just sunk down to the top of my lip because they don't fit in the middle. So like one day, hopefully. Yeah, like hopefully one day my middle lip will have some hair on it, but
yeah,
so
there's
far,
some stubble there. But
yeah, no, I'm
so far so good.
I'm excited to shave this off.
I'm excited for you to do that too.
Yeah,
so
my mom is gonna be excited too.
Yeah,
she already texted me 3 times today about it.
And your girlfriend?
No, she didn't text me
at all.
But does she like the mustache?
No. Yeah. No, I'll have to shave that off.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, no, it was been a good run, but maybe I'll keep it in a box for next year. Glue it back.
Oh, yeah, God. You can glue it in the middle.
All right, let's get into our questions here because we got Family Feud and Podcast Under segment at the end.
Yeah.
Are you going to be Steve Harvey today?
Yeah, I could be Steve Harvey.
Okay, you're going to look up the
I'll do it today?
Yeah, you can.
What do you usually look up? Family Feud questions?
I'll let Johnny.
How about the reigning champion is Steve Harvey?
No, because you'll probably destroy me too, so that way.
No.
We'll see who the best is. Okay. First question of the night. Thank you for sending in your questions. Here we go. Oh, better have the volume on.
Fantastic start to your week. I know that your mental state is very important as athletes. And so I want to know how you guys mentally prepare yourselves for a game and how you keep up that momentum during a game, regardless of what happens.
That's a good question, actually. I think just like preparing mentally for a game is more just making sure that your body's ready to go. Like everyone warms up kind of together, but then everyone does like their own separate thing. And then just like on the mental side is like making sure that you're prepared to like focus in for like the next 2 hours. Really, that's all it is for me.
Yeah. For me, it starts the night before with I usually eat like a plate of pasta the night before, so you just carb load.
Right.
And then make sure you wake up at a decent time, do your morning routine. Like the whole game day, I'm sure it's like this for you guys too. It's like, it's all routine based. Mm-hmm. Do the same thing, eat the same foods. And that kind of helps you get going. You're not really thinking about the game, but you're kind of just like start like preparing to focus the entire day. And then, and then, you know, we go to the game and like Tyler said, we do our warm-ups and then everyone does their own thing, whether it's fix their sticks, equipment, whatever, stretch, anything extra. And then I think staying focused the whole 2 hours is solely based because we love hockey. Mm-hmm.
Once you're in it, like you're just in it.
Yeah, you can't exactly.
Break the focus really.
Exactly. We all have a high compete level too.
I find it's a lot easier to like not focus like too early because I feel like if you work yourself up so long before the game, then like you're just too wound tight. So like
for me personally,
I just keep it really loose until like we're going on the ice for warm up basically, and then I started to focus in. But yeah, other than that, I think just keeping a positive mindset's really important too.
Yeah, exactly. If you can believe you can do it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Very true. Good question. And second,
what is your dream vacation and why?
Is there a part one to that?
There was a part one, but it says don't listen.
All right, so what's your dream vacation, boys?
I already said Fiji last time I answered this, I think.
Yeah. You have a different one this time?
Dream vacation is like, I feel like just getting like a super nice place on a beach somewhere. It doesn't really matter
what
the boys.
What are the
boys with family?
Like one of those, like one of those huts, like on.
Like in Baja or whatever?
Yeah, maybe.
Bali.
Like Bali, yeah, where it's like on the water.
It's like on the Baja Man.
Well, the Baja's a solid dress.
Like in that one movie, like that one movie where they're on the on the singles island and then the married island.
Yeah,
like that, whatever, like that.
Yeah, that's like Bali, I think. What side are you going to?
Depends who you're there with.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know, like just something like. I like going to like an all-inclusive place. You don't have to like worry about getting food all the time or getting drinks. It's just like
tip-top high.
Everything's there, and I think that's just like the place to be if you can just relax.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you guys.
See, like some people are like more like adventuring, like vacation people. Like they like to go on trips where they have like backpacking through Europe, technically.
Yeah,
like I'd love to do that. I don't know if that's like my dream vacation.
Yeah,
because I feel like when I go on vacation, I want to like have time to relax too.
Like that'd be be done there. Yeah, no, like that's cool for like a trip either for 2 weeks or something like that. But like if you really think about it, yeah, you want to just do absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
but chill.
Like, I think going on a cruise, like I don't know, just pretty much because Nelk went.
Yeah,
been on our minds. Like Dave brought it up, and then I was looking at it again, and I was thinking back to when I went on my cruise when I was like 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
and how much fun that would be like. Now that I'm 24,
cruise ships are definitely a lot of fun
with the boys.
And you go with the boys, and it's just unlimited food, drinks. You get to stop in like four different cities or countries almost, right?
Mm-hmm. I think. I've never been on a cruise, so I think that would be a pretty cool
experience. It's definitely a lot of fun. Yeah. I just think, like,
cruises. I don't know. Like going on a trip with the boys is just awesome.
Yeah.
Like, Arizona, you guys went to Nashville, like that. Yeah, that shit's just awesome.
You didn't come to Nashville. Next question is not one that was voice recorded, but it was sent in, and it's a kind of a funny one. What's a word that you still can't spell?
Well, there's a few.
Yeah,
actually, I always have a few that I can't type.
Yeah, same. And believe is one of them. I always get the E and the I mixed up.
I before E, except after C, bud.
Right. And I see, like, I don't think about that when I'm typing.
So successful.
Successful. Believe
screws me up sometimes.
Definitely.
Definitely. Always
definitely. Yeah. If I didn't have
develop,
on my
develop.
Yeah, because there's no E.
At no. Yeah. Well, and or see the it? Thing about some. Yeah. See, and then some words. Some words in Canada are spelled differently than in the States. Like color. Yeah. There's no U in the States, but in the Canada land, there's a U.
Isn't it the same with favorite too?
Yeah.
There's a U in Canadian favorite, but there's not.
Oh, American. I didn't know that.
Just favorite.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of words.
I remember in elementary school, it was like the first day back. I think I was in grade 5 and we had to like write something about like how our summer went. And I went to spell the word of like OF, but I put OV.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Well, yeah. So long story short, there's a lot of words that we don't know how to spell. next question.
Hey guys. guys. I love the podcast. I was just wondering what your Hogwarts houses are.
Oh, I didn't watch Harry Potter, so I can't really answer that. I know I know what they are. I know like Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw,
Slytherin,
and then
there's the main one that he's in.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. Yeah.
Gryffindor.
Is it called Ravenclaw?
I don't know.
I'd be Gryffindor. I've never watched Harry Potter, but I'm just saying I like Gryffindor.
I'm gonna be Hufflepuff because I like that name.
Okay, I'll be
Slytherin. Maybe whoever asked that, tell us the meaning behind them.
Yeah, can you ask us or DM us?
I've seen Harry Potter's, but I haven't seen him in such a long
time. Can you confirm if Ravenclaw is one of them? I feel like I'm butchering that, and then I'm just going to get slaughtered.
Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Well, we said I'm Slytherin, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know like the meanings behind.
Is that a good thing? Let me know if that's a good thing.
No, that's like the villain one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
But I'm okay with that. I'll just moth out with those guys.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Okay. So this isn't hockey related, but I was wondering, what did you guys want to be like growing up career wise versus what careers you're pursuing now? If that makes sense. Yeah. Love the pod. That's all. Bye.
Thanks, Aaron.
Sweet. Yeah, you guys are. I have to think
about it. Well, ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to just be a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
But
now you're a podcast host.
Now I'm a podcast host. So, and a TikToker.
growing up, I always wanted to be a social media influencer. just kidding. I don't know. I kind of always wanted to do something like in like the health field.
Yeah,
so like me.
Technically, I'm still on track for that because I'm a biology major, but I still don't really know exactly what I'm going to be doing. So,
mine's like athletic trainer, physiotherapist, occupational therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You had like a coach or something.
You were a little kid and wanted to be a physiotherapist.
I feel like I've known that for a long time now.
Yeah, she said anything other than being a hockey player.
Yeah,
I've known that for. I've thought about that for a while. Yeah,
I don't know what I want to do.
I thought being a chiropractor would be really cool, actually, too.
That would be sick. But then all your buddies would bug you for an adjustment when you're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Just a quick elbow in the back.
If my buddies were like a chiropractor, every time we hang out, I ask for a neck crack.
Really?
Every time.
One of my best friends from back home is a chiropractor, or he's almost done chiropractor college.
Oh, yeah. So I'd be hanging out with him every day.
Yeah. His dad's a chiropractor, too, and I just always thought it was cool.
It is sick.
And it's like whenever I would go to his dad to get an adjustment, it would like always make me feel better for something. Like,
no,
even
you
if
feel
like nothing was like, because you go there for one thing, but then there in their assessment, they can find other things that are like out of line. So like they pop those back in.
Yeah, no, I think you feel like $1 million after.
Yeah.
Like, I love going to the chiropractor.
I just think it's cool. Like the healing process isn't to do with like anything medicine wise. It's all like adjustments with like your body that they make with their hands and stuff. So I thought that was cool.
For sure.
What's yours?
Yeah, you didn't say one other than
so I don't know.
You never thought about it as a little kid?
Oh, okay.
What's your dream job now?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Lots of time.
Yeah.
That's
the
thing.
We'll be in LA in a few months.
Got our whole lives to work, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Exactly.
Next question.
Hey guys, loving the podcast all the way over in Australia. I hope you're having a great night. My question tonight is a bit of a hybrid between the Hits Different segment and questions. I'd love to know, what is one thing about hockey that hits different for you? Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, before we answer that, I just want to beat you guys all to
this.
I love
Australian, that's also another shrimp on the ball.
I thought you were going to say like the accent.
No,
that's a lot.
I love the accent. I think Australian accent.
I want to know, what time is it in Australia right now? Here, you answer the question.
12 hours ahead.
You answer the question. I'm going to find it on my world clock.
I'm pretty sure they're 12 hours ahead.
Hockey that hits different. Probably.
I think blocking a shot.
Here's the thing about Australia, though. I'm sure it's big enough that it has like five or six time zones.
Yeah,
it's really huge.
So we'll go
that's only part Sydney. Of Australia, I know.
Sydney, Melbourne.
It's Melbourne. It's actually 2:30 in the afternoon there.
Okay. Wow. Good afternoon.
Yeah, so I hope you're having a great day. I thought it would be like 4 a.m. But again, it's 9 o'clock here at night, so that wouldn't really make sense.
Enjoy the rest.
Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day. And what was the question? It's different hockey wise.
Yeah, yeah. I said blocking a shot. And then all the boys was like, yeah. Like, I think that's sick.
I mean, scoring a goal.
No, scoring a goal is pretty obvious. But like, that's why. That's what I mean.
Definitely scoring
a goal. Blocking a shot's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting new gear.
Yeah.
Getting new gear is really
getting a new stick. Yeah. Is really like a baller.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're taking the plastic wrap off.
Yeah. Yeah.
This hits different.
Yeah. Hey.
We can make guys.
Hey, I didn't pay for this.
So yeah, that would have to be ours. That's a good question, though. Thanks for sending that in. Next question, last one.
Hey boys, hope you all are having a good day. My question was actually in regards to skiing and snowboarding. I was wondering if anybody else in the house likes to ski and snowboard, and if so, what are some of the best mountains you've been to? Do you guys like to ride park, or are you going down groomers and backcountry all day, or a little bit of everything? Anyway, hope you all have a good day.
I'm so out of touch with the snowboarding and ski world that I don't know what any of that meant.
This is so funny though, because we have a lot of funny stories of when we go to Spirit Mountains in Duluth.
I've never been with you. I've never snowboarded or skied in my life.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you definitely have to come this year.
Yeah, Jordan, we've gone like every year other than like last year, obviously COVID year.
I remember when you guys went last or no for my freshman year. Yeah. I remember you guys went and I'm like no, I'm staying home because with my luck I'm breaking something.
So basically we're all terrible skiers and snowboarders.
Yeah.
And we all think we're a lot better than we are.
Yeah.
So like basically we talk a huge game.
Yeah.
Before we get there, like, oh yeah, it's not that bad, boys. And then like once we get there, the mountain in Duluth, Minnesota isn't really a mountain, it's more of a hill.
Yeah.
So
it takes about 10 seconds.
Yeah. And we're going like, you guys want to go like double black diamond? And like everyone's like, nah.
That just means there's like one tree.
So basically how it goes is we get in the car and we obviously rent skis and snowboards when we get there. And then we like make all these jokes about like shredding the fresh pal, and we try to use all these skiing and snowboarding terms. And then when we get there, we're like half of us are wearing jeans.
Don't wear mitts.
Yeah. And then so like we go down the mountain a few times and get our bearings, and then we head right to the half pipe and like the trick park, and we do like the smallest jumps. You get like 6 inches of air and everyone's like, whoa,
yeah, you just Tony Hawk on skis.
And then one time Cuddy was in jeans and he didn't know how to stop on skis very well, so he came up to the jump and he just built up way too much speed, and he overshot the jump by like probably 10-15 feet and like landed and like fell. And we were all dying laughing. And he was just in the snow and jeans and like a ski jacket. But yeah, no, we don't really know much about skiing or snowboarding, but it's actually fun when we get to go there.
And it's 50 cent tacos.
Yeah.
On college night.
Yeah, college night.
We go. I'm excited to try it this upcoming
semester. I'm excited to see you try it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah.
I tried skateboarding when I was little.
Maybe we should try snowboarding this year.
I've snowboarded before, but it's hard.
Yeah. I think my ankles are like don't bend well enough.
It's not really ankle flexion isn't really.
Well, it's more thing because
it's more just like leaning back and forth, especially in skis. Yeah, it's less.
Skis is hard.
Skiing is hard.
Like just getting like once you like after like a half hour, it gets easier. But like the first after you get your stuff at the top of the hill, and you realize you got to go down, then you're like, all right,
better go down there.
Yeah.
And you have no choice but to go down.
Yeah.
But you can't go up.
Yeah. You're not going up the hill.
All right.
But
be right, guys.
Yeah.
The fun thing is like everyone's bad. So like, no, but like,
so you just want to be the best out of whoever's bad.
No, you just don't want to be like the worst.
Yeah.
Because then you get left at the top of the hill.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that means.
The first time I went snowboarding, I hadn't snowboarded in like 10 years probably. I grabbed a snowboard from the rental shop and all the boys are on skis and they're all bombing down the mountain. And I'm like inching my way down and I tried to build up speed and then I couldn't stop. And I just ate it, like lost my hat, lost my gloves, and like no one was there to help me up. So I had to like inch my way up to where my hat fell, and so
you're not doing that.
No, looking forward to it.
No,
sounds like you guys had a great time.
No, it's fun. It is really fun, but I'm not like an avid skier.
Yeah,
I think going to like a mountain would be twice cool. A year. Yeah, if we went to like Whistler or something.
Mountain.
Yeah, there's like those. They make it so that like if you're a beginner skier, it's like really gradual the slope.
Yeah.
So like there is like slopes for everyone, but like the cool thing is it takes like 45 minutes to go up and then like 20 minutes to come down, whereas like Spirit Mountain, you're up in like 10 minutes and you're down in like 48 seconds. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways.
Next question.
I think we're done with the questions. We're going to go to the...
Let's do one more.
Okay, one more. Let me pull it up here quick. Fast.
Oh, you like these, hey?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Get a good one to end it. All right.
Hey guys, it's Tara from Kentucky. I was just wondering what you all are asking for Christmas.
What's up, Tara?
I don't know.
I hate that. I don't like getting asked that question at all.
I just like ask for like a couple pairs of pants.
I never ask for anything.
Really?
And like my parents are like, what do you want? Surprise me. Yeah. I'll be happy with anything. I just don't like that question. I don't know why.
Yeah. I just asked for like a couple pairs of pants, I think, this year. Yeah, and they always surprise me with like stuff that I didn't ask for, which is like the cool part of it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to know what I'm getting.
Right. Yeah.
It's a gift.
Right. For Christmas.
Me.
Yeah.
Same shoes. I always like getting shoes. I always ask for a pair of shoes, kind of.
Do you guys have anything that you get for Christmas every year, regardless of if you need it or not?
Usually a pair of underwear.
Yeah, I normally get like a bunch of socks.
Yeah, blue underwear. Like my favorite toiletries. That I like.
Underwear, socks, and like candy.
Before we started getting like
stockings.
Well, we started getting sticks for free. I used to get like a new hockey stick every Christmas.
Yeah, I used to get those too.
Yeah.
My mom used to always give me Fruit Loops. Until I was like literally 18.
That's
I would get a box of Fruit Loops.
I was 18.
I'm not even kidding. And that's then after awesome. That, she would dude, always like make like my smaller presents into like in the boxes of the Fruit Loops and make me like open six different boxes to get to the last box.
That's funny. That's
she awesome. Always does that every year. Has like something tiny, little absolutely box. Massive, and it's like a gift card and eight different boxes that I have to go.
And you have to spend half an hour unwrapping them.
Yeah.
How to grow Nance.
Extended Christmas.
Yeah. I remember we did that to my dad one year. My sister wrapped it a gift in like 15 different layers of things and then like put like hockey tape around it so it was almost impossible to open.
Yeah.
And then he was like getting to the end and he's like, honestly, like I don't even know if I want to open it now. Because yeah, it was like literally 15 minutes long of him trying to open this like with scissors.
And because it's Christmas, you gotta hold a smile the entire time you're opening it.
And then, all right, just joke's over.
This is kind of a funny story. This one year, me and my brother got the iRobot for my parents for Christmas.
That
and we did
automatic vacuum.
Yeah,
is that what that is?
Yeah, and we didn't communicate.
Because iRobot's a movie.
Oh, right. Really? Or whatever, the little
iRobot is a movie.
Yeah. And my
Roomba.
Grandparents, the Roomba. Yeah.
Roomba.
The Roomba. And my grandparents got one too. And we just got it shipped back to our house, thinking that it would come in like a, I don't know what we thought, for them not to realize that it wasn't a vacuum. And then like, whatever, we have a family group chat and they sent us a picture of my dad sitting on both the vacuums. And we're like, and they're just like, well, thanks for the present. We're like, oh God. It's just kind of funny seeing that they had two of those little stupid things.
You guys ever
and I hate the fact that we bought it because that thing is so annoying.
Yeah,
it just when that thing hits the wall, it's like, it just boom, it just keeps going. Boom, boom, boom. It's like, aren't you supposed to be a smart vacuum? Get away from the wall.
Vacuum.
Yeah,
you're a dumb vacuum. I hate you.
Those things are annoying.
My mom has one of those too, and every time I'm sleeping in the summer, she has that thing going. I'm in the basement.
I know,
and it's like,
boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would
charm me. I just go upstairs and turn it off.
Yeah.
My mom calls it Rosie too. Don't name the vacuum.
don't give it human stuff.
And then she says like we have to vacuum the house. I'm like, don't we have Rosie? Yeah. She's like, but Rosie doesn't do it everywhere. I'm like, isn't that the whole point of Rosie?
Yeah.
She's supposed to do it.
Throw Rosie out.
Yeah. Put Rosie on the front lawn, let her cut the grass. I don't
know. Let her push along.
Yeah. Don't they have those things?
I'm pretty sure they do.
I think they do, yeah.
The cool thing about those is like you program it to like your yard size and length, and then
it
just like
sets up like a parameter for it too.
The world's just getting lazier and lazier. Right?
Yeah.
Did you see that video of that guy playing softball with his son?
And he holds
the softball's tied to the end of a fishing rod.
Oh,
and he holds it, and his son hits it, and then he just reels the ball back.
That's a smart guy.
That's
being physically conservative.
Yeah.
That's not working harder. That's working smarter.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys ever get a gift from like a family or a friend and you open it and you're kind of like, but you look at them and you're like,
hey. I mean, sometimes there's no way you haven't gotten, from like friends or like from your siblings you get like a present that's like just an inside joke between you guys, and then you're like,
that's your actual gift.
Yeah, you're like, thanks. what am I gonna do with this
it's Tamagotchi? An avocado.
You got me an orange
Michelle will love this.
Yeah, if you're listening, Mom, Dad, Taylor, Dylan, Ethan, don't buy me a book for Christmas.
I can't tell you what I want, but I can tell you what I don't want, and it's a book.
I don't care who it's by or what it is, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously, definitely
not.
No, no, no.
Even if you guys wrote a book, I wouldn't want it.
No offense.
I don't have to worry about us writing a book. I'd buy it, but
I wouldn't read it.
Thanks for the support.
I'd buy the audio book and listen to it.
No, I wouldn't do that, to be honest.
Imagine you wrote a book and then you had to read it for the audiobook.
Oh, that it would take about 3 hours
long. The audiobook is 72 hours long.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what the fuck is that word?
I don't know, you wrote the book.
All right. Family Feud Podcast Ender segment.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, what are we going to?
Family Feud Podcaster Ender segmenter.
3 points.
One of three.
3 points or best out of three?
3 points.
Yeah.
Okay. First question is, we asked 100 married men. No, that wasn't actually part of the question. Okay. But this is a question. Name something you always have to keep plugged in.
Phone.
A TV. I don't know. It's phone. I know phone
was. Stevie?
Is it?
Yeah. The top answer is Stevie.
Oh, yes! Yeah, good job. As soon as I said phone, I'm like, I never keep my phone plugged in. So, unless it's at night. So,
like a charger. Honestly, I would
have said. Was the phone charger on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phone was second. TV was 33 and phone was 25.
I don't
know. Computer, right. 24.
I should have said TV.
Toaster.
I was thinking toaster. Well, that's, is that on the list?
Plug that bad boy in.
No, lamp, headphones, computer, mouse.
Headphones.
Plugs.
I don't know.
AirPods, guys? Yeah. Oh, you have headphones that have cords?
Oh,
you're so 2000.
Oh, my God. That was so 2005.
All right, next question. Name a sport some mothers hope their child never plays.
Football.
Did I
hit it first or did you?
I did, but I'll give it to you.
Oh, you can do another one if you want.
What's your answer?
I was going to say he said it, but I'll give it to Tower.
It's my first time playing, guys. I did hit it first.
But
I think I hit it first.
Can we have to answer?
Well, you have to judge.
Yeah, you do.
Who gives it first?
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
We'll give this one to Tower.
I got one. Okay.
We're tied.
That wasn't the number one answer, though.
Oh, rugby?
Hockey.
Really?
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. 36-34. Wow. Football is number two.
Why wouldn't you want
to be on the list?
Why wouldn't you want your kid to be a beauty?
Number
six.
Yeah. So
you don't want your kid to be.
I don't like that question anymore.
Tabber wins.
One.
Yeah, one.
Okay.
Rugby's pretty violent.
Okay, so don't say anything until he points to who got first.
Rugby. Rugby's football.
Rugby is like rugby would be my number one. I think
I would not want my kid playing.
No, there's a lot of injuries.
Okay. Don't say anything until.
Okay.
What is the first thing most people do in the morning?
Johnny,
brush your teeth. Go to the bathroom.
Bathroom's number one.
Well, you go to the bathroom and brush your teeth.
No, like, brush teeth is on there.
I mean, like, relieve yourself.
Yeah. All right. 2-1
down. Wait, you guys don't brush your teeth on the toilet? Wait, you don't brush while you're peeing? 2-1.
Yep.
Buy one, get one. BOGO.
Okay. Name a beverage some people drink exclusively with breakfast.
Milk.
Tapper.
Oh.
You look at me.
Milk number one?
No. Orange juice.
Coffee's number one, but orange juice is number two. Milk is number three.
I can't believe we missed coffee. That's like the first thing.
We
don't even have water.
We didn't even say what we do to ourselves. That was stupid. It's a good answer by both of us.
Yeah.
Orange juice wins, though. 2-1 me. Hey, you have to have your hand like at least
2 inches off the. No, no, that's not 2 inches.
All right.
You ever use a tape measure before?
No.
Waiting.
I know. Just one second.
We both said that at the same time.
Questions pending right now.
Okay, this one's kind of funny.
Okay.
Name a type of vehicle you. Name a type of vehicle you really wouldn't want to hit while driving.
Sports car.
Ferrari.
What the fuck? Sports car. You can't just take all sports cars.
Okay, you get an answer again. Because he said sports car.
You wouldn't want to hit while driving?
Yeah.
School bus.
Yeah, you
definitely. None of those are on there. It's like the police car, fire truck, ambulance, train, Hummer's on there, limo.
Huh.
Well, sports cars aren't on there.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to hit a train.
So none of us.
No.
Didn't get
no
points. Right. I thought school. Would you want to hit a school bus? These people.
Oh, would you want to hit a sports car? You know what the insurance is on that?
You know what insurance costs on a Ferrari? Sports car. Ferrari. Italian sports car.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I said okay. Okay. So it's still 2-1.
Yeah.
Okay. This one might be kind of hard, but we'll do
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll do it.
At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many do you spend doing actual work?
Fine.
10 minutes.
Half an hour.
You can cover one that one. Yeah, it's 45.
There's a new king in town, baby.
All right, top three. Congrats.
Thanks, bud. Pleasure playing with you.
Dude, sorry, my hands are a little sweaty.
Mine too.
Yeah, I was... Smacking
my table, yeah. All right, well, there's a new king on the throne this week.
Yep.
I'll never be good at this game.
No.
Like when we did the TikTok.
You can barely get the answers right when they're in front of you.
This guy couldn't even say vehicle.
I've just accepted the fact that I panic way too hard.
Yeah.
The questions.
Johnny's always like the first one to tap before the question's even over.
Yeah.
All right, well, that concludes episode number 24 of the No Bad Days podcast. Thank you, as always, for tuning in.
Thanks, folks.
Cheers, fellas.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.